Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for making yourself available for my presentation, this Tizen Developer Conference. First of all, let me introduce myself. I'm Takeshi Oshinan, and a software engineer in the Advanced Electronics Development Department at Toyota Motor Corporation in Japan. What I'd like to do today is present this overview of TMC latest open source software based on Tizen IVI. I am here today to discuss the technical problem deeply. But, you know, my English is rather limited, and I'd appreciate your bearing with me. Okay. By the way, this photo is my car, red car. Named Oris, that has stopped the garage of my home in Japan, my home. Okay. Unfortunately, Oris has been sold mainly in Europe. Everyone living in the United States should be buy a Toyota Camry Hybrid. Thank you. Okay, we will introduce specific IVI open source development effort focusing on the following software module to be offered in Tizen: UI Manager, Vehicle Information Controller, Home Screen. And this presentation will also show how Toyota will continue being actively involved in the future of open source Tizen IVI. After this presentation, you will understand first source code package Toyota released to the Tizen.org. What is IVI system? Before getting into the detail, I'd like to give you some IVI system example. This is a GPS navigation system, and Toyota telematics service on G-Book. Music player, such as audio, video, television. And back guide monitor using rear view camera. Concierge service by operator to support the driver. For example, their destination setting service, restaurant guide, and so on. In addition, by connecting brought-in portable device, information service of IVI has continued to expand rapidly. And IVI, in recent years, IVI is positioned as an important device in the cockpit system. Car cockpit system for each car, OEM to differentiate each other. Next, how we collaborate with Tizen. Toyota developed reference platform based on Tizen IVI. We released software package to Tizen.org, such as Weston plugin, device input controller, pulse audio plugin, vehicle information controller plugin, car simulator, and sample home screen. Our current reference platform version number is 0.5, not 1.0. We continue to enhance Tizen IVI features. We are developing a software platform to connect car, driver, and internet. To begin with, I will show you overall picture of our reference platform software. We defined IVI software platform that consists of four software layer. Top of application layer, second, UI user interface layer, and system layer, core platform layer. Toyota released the software package can be shown in the circle box on this slide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. OK. Okay, I would like to explain UI manager. UI manager is composed of three subcomponents: merge window manager, window, and layers operation, and also manage requests from a number of applications. Merge input manager, input device and event data like touch screen, function switch, and special device. Merge sound manager manages sound device and sound data like audio and telephone and text-to-speech. I will explain each component one by one. Toyota developed UI manager. UI manager is a framework to make car OEM HMI more easily, flexible, and scalable. The development effort of a UI manager focuses on easy-to-use user interface, simple and smart architecture to reduce software complexity, robustness under limited memory resource on embedded CPU, automotive reliability, mobile application portability to the target device. In order to satisfy these requirements, UI Manager utilizes open source community effort and common code base, adapts software layer architecture, uses plugin and common IPC, and provide mechanism to avoid driver destruction. Okay. This figure is a logical block of IBI system using UI manager. This software structure is based on MVC model. UI manager is a module to support function of the MVC view. UI manager can deal with many user interface devices like display and steering switch. For example, apps can be drawn without consideration of display type. IBI HMI application play a role, control, or model by connecting UI manager with each ECU. As you may know, Indica, there are multimedia ECU and body ECU and driving assist ECU and so on. Each ECU plays a role of model on flexible isolation structure. Upon request from UI command to IBI, UI manager will process it. Let's take a look at UI manager functions one by one. I will explain merge window manager. Merge window manager is a subcomponent of UI manager to manage windows and layers, operations and requests from number of applications. This slide shows usage example of merge window manager. It will arbitrate concurrent requests from multiple applications and send drawing data output merge displays. By using merge window manager, applications can easily handle drawing tasks on merge layers. Okay. Merge window manager must accommodate merge layers, high performance and high scalability. We used Wayland Weston plugin and pluggable OEM-specific drawing to scale HMI. In the meantime, mobile applications are explosively increasing outside of automotive industry. We want to reuse these applications and port them to IVI device. In order to support both car OEM application and mobile application on the IVI system, Merge Window Manager monitors window operation command and signal from each application to proceed it. IBM system must manage execution environments to run both mobile industry developed application and car OEM applications such as navigation, audio video control, and telematics applications. Why do we want to use Wayland Weston? We focus on simple and smart architecture, so we want to use Wayland Weston. It provides display server capability and window manager capability. And we focus on simple and smart, so use direct rendering without using X11 rendering protocol. We also need high scalability for our HMI. We need a system that can add OEM original features as easy as possible. Support for various 3D animation effects and various haptic devices is area of consideration for the future enhancement. In summary, X11 has long history to support desktop window. Very good. However, we believe Wayland is simpler and easier to make feature enhancement for IVI. Okay, multi-window manager supports the following. First feature is basic window function, create and delete two or more windows. Manage its position, width and height, visible and effect. Manage two or more windows within one display device. Second feature is about window layer. System can easily create three multiple layers and change all window attributes in a layer at the same time. Of course, window can control across between layers like moving a window. Third feature is window layout. Actually, each car OEM needs different forms of screen layout. The UI manager supports two basic types of window form. First is general purpose composite window form, used normal apps and pop-up window. Second is simple tile window form, used in home screen. Okay. As you can see in this figure, multi-window manager supports both native apps and web apps. Both apps create window by calling Wayland Weston API. Wayland server is built-in function of Tizen IBI to communicate with the Wayland client. And Wayland server manages window-generated apps. IBI Shell executes the instruction of the home screen. It enhances Tizen desktop shell for UI manager by adding function of the layer management, etc. Plugin loader downloads each plugin software and set to be able to communicate with each order. IBI Common provides common functionality used by plugin also reading configuration and setting contexts. Multi-window manager executes window operation by home screen order like resize, move, visible. Next, I would like to explain multi-input manager. Multi-input manager is sub-component of UI manager to manage the input device and event data like touchscreen, function switch, and special device. Multi input manager must support sophisticated user interface. We used Weston plugin to make our platform more efficient. Our platform can add car OEM specific input device to scale UI depending on vehicle type. In near future, multiple input manager will manage input data even for other ECU devices. Multi Input Manager supports the following. First feature is basic input device such as mouse, touchscreen, keyboards, joysticks. Second feature is mapping apps and input devices. Other software can specify target application by each input device. Deliver input events to proper application specified from other software components. Third feature is to support car OEM specific device to prepare the device information control to work with Weston. Device information control support to the number of car OEM device that will be developed in the future. Multi Input Manager. Multi handles all input events. Pointing device is mouse, input device, keyboard, excursion switch, special device, haptic. For a particular device, haptic or remote touch, Multi Window Manager will manage the input area and overlap degree of the screen. Multi Input Manager sends event data from device input controller or device driver to the client apps. In the future, if remote UI is supported, all events are forwarded to the other ECU by passing through the MIM, Multi Input Manager. Device Input Controller is a software that mediates the Multi Input Manager and Linux device driver. In particular, Device Information Controller will need the car OEM specific in the device like haptic. Okay, next, I would like to explain Multi Sound Manager. Multi Sound Manager is a subcomponent of UI Manager to manage the sound device and sound data, like audio and telephone and text-to-speech. IVS system must handle a number of source devices that makes IVS system more complex when adding a number of applications. In addition, we need IVS system that can add new devices easily. Multi Sound Manager is Pulse Audio plugin and so easy to add car OEM specific sound functions. Multi Sound Manager schedules the request by using rule-based database. So we can handle sound operation conflict run on both web and native applications. Multi Sound Manager manages multi sound zone in a car. In near future, we expect Multi Sound Manager handles sound input and output event for a remote ECU device. Multi Sound Manager supports the following. First feature is basic audio functions. To control volume mixing, mute by application instruction. Second feature is manage apps using sound. If two or more applications are issued at the same time, then control conflict properly by using application stream priority. According to assigned policy, to control lower priority should add mute, pause, cancel, attenuator, or mixing. Policy should be overridden by application dynamically. Maybe in the future, Multi Sound Manager will use Murphy. Third feature is cooperation with the home screen. Multi Sound Manager provides sound stream list to the application. In addition, if sound stream was added or removed, Multi Sound Manager notifies status change to the application. Multi Sound Manager supported both native apps and web apps. Both apps output sound data by calling Pulse Audio Control API. Multi Sound Manager constantly monitors sound API from apps. and manage sound manager control apps according to assigned policy. On the other hand, manage sound manager always has been notified of the pulse audio status to the home screen. If manage sound manager cannot control apps, then home screen is also possible to control the application. Next topic is about vehicle information control. So far, I described the interface between IVI and car driver. From here, I want to talk about the interface between IVI ECU and car ECU. As you may know, recent car is equipped with a lot of electronic devices. Connecting with a lot of ECU over vehicle network, IVI will be able to provide the best service to the driver by grasping vehicle condition. As a result, IVI system can support more service to attract vehicle users. So let's look at vehicle information control and how it works. Vehicle information control is responsible for delivering vehicle information from automotive network interface to application and vice versa. Basic functions of vehicle information control are the following four. VIC, number one, VIC catch vehicle data sent by ECU. Two, vehicle data is offered by the demand from the vehicle apps. Three, VIC upload vehicle data to the center server. Four, vehicle apps control each ECU writable. VIC features include following. First feature make IVI system efficient. VIC works as a plugin for automotive message broker to access vehicle bus interface. Second feature to manage vehicle data. VIC converts CAN data to abstract vehicle data. VIC have two types of data format, real-time data in cache, history data in vehicle information database. VIC have two types of API or property, common API or OEM-specific API. OEM-specific API is for use of OEM differentiation. I can be used for OEM unique input device as well. Third feature is car simulator for software debug. It can simulate the running state of the vehicle's steering, acceleration pedal, brake pedal, etc., increasing efficiency for debugging even during vehicle test APIs for car simulator and vehicle middleware are common and consistent. This is VIC software block diagram. VIC supports native apps and web apps. Both apps can interact with vehicle data by calling automotive message broker API. VIC get and put vehicle data to communicate with Canvas. Similarly, car simulation is used for debugging. Policy of API definition. We think it is very important for industry to have open standard vehicle APIs. Example, W3C. However, we have a big challenge to support such APIs because each car OEM has different personal information protection policy and different safety security policy and different business strategy. Also, we manufacture various types of vehicle. This is various equipment of vehicle package and vehicle features under automotive network interface. And so we are investing it with Tizen IVI, how to support access control for use of vehicle API in order to distinguish between open public API and OEM private APIs. Okay. Last sample home screen is delivered from Toyota. Home screen is a sample system application introduced from Toyota to open source software. Home screen is a sample code to control all application user interface in IVS system. First feature is user menu. Menu support live thumbnail for running applications. Status bar display IVS system status. Application launcher provide application list GUI with icon. On-screen display global information, for example, safety traffic from system controller, warning from apps. Second feature is the application control. Home screen support to control window, sound, and input event using UI manager. Last feature is the driving mode support. If drive mode status was changed, home screen control UI by using application category. Overview of sample home screen. IVA home screen is responsible to handle menu, launcher, status bar, and so on. Different type of HMI required depend on car model and grade. It is necessary for car OEM to develop many kind of home screen module. Therefore, we would like to clarify and define the role of home screen as much as possible. There are many applications in the IVI. Each application is done through platform function to interact with the user. What is a home screen? Home screen will be included in application layer this as a facilitator of UI function of each application and collaborate with UI manager. Home screen must be closely linked to system controller because home screen is supposed to inquire system controller for controlling the entire system. IVS system need to manage all concurrent running applications under limited conditions. This figure describes how the platform manages application. The most important feature is the control of each application, such as ECU resource, application lifecycle, and access control. Multiple user management is also required because family and friends share IVS system. Similarly, for device controller to manage user operation log and device setting include optional equipment. And application framework need to have common library for home screen, system controller, and other apps. About home screen, let me explain on the next page. I talk about home screen, how to use merge windows, merge layers. The sample home screen code has four layers. Input layer, that's handled input event. On-screen layer, that display important information from apps or system. Apps layer, that display application-specific information. Home screen layer, that display apps menu and status bar. By using the UI manager function, example, window can be moved between layers, home screen can switch the screen at high speed. In addition, this home screen menu icon acts as a live thumbnail. Okay, I will explain about driver destruction. In IVS system, application must follow the rule and the law. These are determined by each country or region. Only trusted application to accordance with the rule is allowed to display during driving. UI component is libraries for authenticated trusted application. If application is untrusted, home screen can control apps automatically, for example, by hiding the app screen. Okay, it's about time to wrap up my presentations. Today, first, I talk about UI manager, each sub-component, multi-window manager, multi-input manager, multi-sound manager, and coexistence of car OEM apps and mobile apps. Second, I talk about vehicle information control requirement and future, and policy of API definitions. Third, I talk about sample home screen and how to use multi-window manager, multi-layers, and driver destruction using UI component. Okay. Please try and download our source code from download.tizen.org. Package name. You can find package to search ICO prefix ICO. Search command. Okay, summary. Toyota released UI manager, vehicle information control, and home screen. Toyota will continue being actively involved in future of open source to Tizen. Let's collaborate together. I hope you enjoy my session. All right, that covers everything I want to say at this conference. I'd like to answer any question you may have. Any other question? Let me introduce myself, my friend. He's translator. Do you have any question? English spell check after. Okay. 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 We don't decide it, but near future we decided it's best solution. Okay. If you do not hurry, please email for me. Okay. Lighter English. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.